Quarantine Bandit here, live from the Follies, Atlanta. I'm here, and I'm gonna walk around right now. I'm gonna walk around and take, you know, I had my Seagram 7, but I'm here at the Follies, and we're closed right now. I wanna talk about something while I walk around. I'm walking around, and y'all can see that I'm at the Follies. I'm here at the Follies. Everything has been redone. Everything is, you know, the way it's supposed to be. But I want to talk to you about a bitch who went on my fucking timeline talking about you mad. Because we're swirling. Had a black bitch tell me that I'm mad because she's swirling. Let me tell you something, you nasty bitch, you. I don't give a fuck who you sleep with. All I said was, because you responded. You responded to what I said in the video. I said it's quite fascinating that a whole lot of the black girls are real feminine and docile and they're obedient when they get them a black, when they get them a white man. Okay? They said this. Well, not they didn't say it. I noticed it. Okay? I noticed this. And I said simply, if this is what it takes for black women to be soft-spoken and nice and kind, guess what? I'd rather for y'all bitches to get with a white man if it's going to help tame you nasty bitches and help you act right, then I'm all for it. You can go right on ahead and get with a white man. And you can be whatever you want to be with him if it's going to help you not cause destruction and chaos in the black community. Because it seems like you bitches act real nice when you get your ass a white man, when you swirl. Because that's what that bitch said. You mad because we swirling? That's what this bitch said. She said, you mad because we swirling? That whore said that to me. She said that to the bandit. And you know I had to get her. I said, bitch, I don't give a fuck who you fuck. If that motherfucker can tame you and get you to act right, like when Eve said that white man was the only man that could tame her, but before she got a white man, she was a pit bull in a fucking skirt. Let me tell you something. I salute that white man. I sure do. He tamed that fucking bitch. He tamed her. Now she walking around like she's a valley girl. I'm all for that. I'm all for it, people. Don't you come on my fucking timeline, you nasty black bitch, and sit there talking about I'm mad about something. I don't give a fuck who you fuck. Because I know you bitches don't like black men anyway. One thing about y'all bitches, y'all motherfuckers don't want to respect no black man. Because guess what? Y'all don't believe we have power. Y'all don't believe that we can secure you. And y'all motherfuckers are married to the government. You sure are. Y'all have become a plight on the black community. If you don't know what plight means, look that shit up, bitch. Look that fucking shit up. I'm going to sit down for a minute on these lovely couches right here at the Follies. I'm at the Follies. You see these lovely couches right here? I'm at the Follies, live at the Follies. And I'm going to sit my ass down and talk to you for a minute. sit right here and talk to you for a minute. I don't give a fuck who you bitches get with. Every time you bitches get with somebody outside y'all race, y'all act feminine, you soft-spoken, and you're nice. But y'all bitches won't be nice to a black man. For the majority of y'all, y'all say y'all don't take no shit. You got a black bitch every 5 minutes talking about she don't take no fucking shit. But when she get her a white man, that motherfucker bow. She bow down. That's why I don't date you bitches. I got 3 baby mothers. They all black. And guess what? I ain't with none of them. Because guess what? None of them. Let me get my words right. Before the Seagram 7 get to me. None of them respected me, obeyed me. They didn't give a fuck what I was bringing to the fucking table. Nope. They married to the fucking government. And they want a motherfucking kid with stringy ass hair because they think that is the fucking standard of beauty. A black bitch, all she care about is fucking hair. And they playing a mixed kid hair all fucking day. They hate themselves. The majority of them. The majority of black women hate themselves. I don't give a fuck what they think about me. I ain't trying to get with none of you bitches. And I ain't trying to goddamn marry none of you. I sure ain't. My sex life is great. I got girls that I fuck. I'm not trying to say I'm R. Kelly. But the bitches I fuck with are from the ages of 20 and 27. See, I don't have no problem getting me a young tender thing. Nope. Because I got money and resource. I have shit going on in my life that is great for me. I don't have to goddamn bow down to no bitch. But this bitch is gonna come over here talking about you mad. Y'all black bitches always talking about you mad about fucking something. Y'all not trying to improve your fucking attitude. Nope. You don't want to improve that. You don't want to be fucking nice to a black man. No. You don't even know your own fucking history. In 1950, 80% of black families were intact. They were solid. And by the 70s, that shit was only 30 fucking percent. Because women grabbed feminism that wasn't even their fight. That was a white woman's fight. Feminism that have shit to do with black people. Black men ain't never oppressed black women. We didn't have power to do that. We didn't. And y'all motherfuckers grabbed a hold of Oprah Winfrey. And now Tyler Perry, bitch ass, this motherfucker out here talking shit about nothing. Steve Harvey. These motherfuckers, they talking shit about black men. They on the black woman side. You know, like that rice lady who made Color Purple try to act like the black man had so much fucking power over black women. I hate that fucking movie, Color Purple. I hate that fucking movie because black men ain't never had power over a black woman. And if you black women, I'm not even talking to the older black women because I know they stupid as fuck. I got a bunch of black women in my family. They dumb as fuck. They stupid. And a whole bunch of other black mother men in my I want to call them motherfuckers, but I won't. But a whole bunch of black men in my family that follow fucking women. They're not men. They betas. They beta males. Anything a bitch say, that's gospel. It's bullshit. So I got this mask on. The motherfucker cough, got this fucking mask on. That's why I'm the bandit. I'm going to tell you the truth about things. I'm going to let you know. It's all bullshit, man. Look, that girl going to sit there. She didn't even address what I was really saying. What I was really saying in the post was, it's kind of ironic how black women are feminine and docile and sweet and nice and kind when they get with a white man. That was the whole point. I wasn't going against her being with a white man. That wasn't the point I was making. The point I was making is, they never act like that with us. It's always a fucking struggle when they with us. We have to be a thug, a fucking maniac. A black bitch will get with a white guy, he got a receding fucking hairline or a bald spot in the back of his fucking head, and he a nerd. And that black bitch will love his ass. She'll love him. And she'll be sweet. And obey him and docile and every fucking thing. Tell me, black man, I'm lying. Black men, am I lying? I was married to a woman over 10 years. And I caught hell. I caught fucking hell. Every step of the fucking way. But when she got with an older... When she got with an older white man... That motherfucker acquiesced to what he wanted. She sure did. She sure did. She didn't bring no fucking problems to his life. No. I had to be at fucking work every day wondering, am I going to lose my fucking wife today? See, that's what a black man got to go through. And then you'll lose your fucking family. Had to pay child support. Had to go through the family courts. Had to get your life stripped from you because this bitch got an option to ruin you, set up by the government. See, I'm not talking to black women right now. I'm talking to young black males right now. You know why I'm talking to you, young black males? Because you are on the bottom. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be on the bottom. You could simply walk away from the bullshit. Get your life together, follow your goals, follow your dreams, make them come true, and you pick a bitch that's worthy of, well, I won't say a bitch. You pick a woman that's worthy. That's going to earn your respect. And then you'll have your good broad. Yeah, you're good broad, man. Don't do what I did. Searching for love in my early fucking 20s because some fucking woman I was raised by told me this is how you're supposed to treat women and this is how you're supposed to do. And then you have your life fucked up for 20 to 25 fucking years of your life is done. I'm trying to stop you from going through what I've been through. See, the women ain't going to change. The women are not going to change. They're going to stay the fucking same. They're going to be the same jackasses they always been since the welfare state was set up. That's what they're going to be. Your fucking job is to be a man. Get as much education as you can. Get as many skills as you can. And go out there and make you some fucking money and build your own shit. your own resources. Okay? And then that way you can pick what you fucking want. You won't have to settle for bullshit like I did in my life. You won't have to settle for it. Understand? Band it out.